Hi there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, imagine how lost you feel when you go to another country. Imagine being from rural Africa and traveling to London when your main goal is to just run a marathon. We'll talk about that coming up. First, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Round two today for Ambassador Ryan Crocker and General David Petraeus. They're returning to Capitol Hill to answer questions about Iraq. Yesterday, they testified in front of the two Senate committees. Today, they'll be in front of two House panels. Here's NPR's Guy Raz.
Petraeus has already recommended a temporary freeze on any additional U.S. troop reductions from Iraq starting in July. That would leave about 140,000 total troops in the country, at least through mid-September. At that point, Petraeus says he'll be able to suggest whether additional forces can be withdrawn. In testimony to the Senate yesterday, Petraeus and Crocker cited Iran as the primary force for instability in Iraq. But several lawmakers questioned whether Iraq's government, which has close ties to Iran, shares that view. The two men will spend the first part of today in front of the House Armed Services Committee before moving over to the House Foreign Relations Committee.
NPR's Guy Raz reporting. There's new unrest in Nepal one day ahead of national elections there. Police fired on protesters today, killing at least one. Demonstrators were outraged at the slaying of a candidate a day earlier. Violence has already delayed the election twice. And Pope Benedict XVI will speak out on a tough topic next week in New York, the clergy sex abuse crisis in the United States. Pope Benedict's number two at the Vatican says the Pope will talk about it at a speech at St. Patrick's Cathedral. U.S. churches have paid out hundreds of millions of dollars to victims of the clergy abuse crisis over the past 6 years. And if you're listening to us online, it turns out that the U.S. is a good place to do it. A new study finds the American internet is fourth best in the world. That's a jump from seventh place last year. What does that mean? Well, the study looks at many factors, including bandwidth, speed, and infrastructure. The Danes, Swedes, and the Swiss were still better than us. They topped the Americans. And the Tennessee Lady Volunteers, the Vols, have won their second straight women's college basketball title. Last night in Tampa, Florida, the Tennessee beat Stanford 64-48 to give legendary coach Pat Summitt her eighth national championship. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Beware the slighted champion. A year after winning the NCAA women's title, Tennessee watched as first Connecticut was hailed as the top team all this season. Then Stanford was the pick during this tournament, roaring into the final on a 23-game winning streak. Last night, Tennessee turned a year's worth of disrespect into a 16-point mauling. The Lady Vols' aggressive defense left the Cardinal discombobulated, in Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer's words. Pint-sized Tennessee guard Shannon Bobbitt scored all of her 13 points in the first half and helped force Stanford into 25 turnovers for the game. Tennessee star Candace Parker played her final college game with an injured shoulder, but she still scored 17 points, pulled down 9 rebounds, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player for the second straight season.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. And that's the news. You can find it online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.